Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 6th of May 2017, and this is the 577th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's very late, it's pitch dark outside and has been for quite a while. It's 7:45 in the evening. And I'm going to go to bed early, so this is really the last thing I'm going to do tonight, I think. I was going to talk earlier, but I've been very tired today and still am, and I wanted to talk to you when I was feeling a bit more energetic. I'm not more energetic, but I've had some nice things happening in between, and I'm in a better place to talk to you now than I was earlier. So that's really good. I had went to a gathering of friends for someone who was turning 60, and it was. It's been a grey, wet day, and it was kind of lovely to be in their space where we had lots of very delicate canapés. There were a few people there who love cooking and are very good at cooking and had made these really exquisite little things. I was very greedy, and so I don't have to cook myself any supper, and it was lovely seeing these people, but I also find being among people really, really exhausting. So it was lovely to be there, but I'm quite glad to be back home. I've been doing a bit of work today. I went to the cafe earlier, and I've just done some writing with Michael Nobbs. I'm working on a scene towards the end of my second timeline, as a way really of seeing where I might end up when I've done the timeline, which I'm finding it very difficult to move forward from in a chronological way. So I'm just hoping that by writing this scene, I might be able to look back and certainly at the moment, as I'm writing, things are emerging that I hadn't expected that make good sense. So it is very interesting how you can move, how in the doing sometimes things can resolve themselves. I'm not really suggesting that it's completely resolved, but just things can emerge that somehow are latent that you can't see when you're trying to look ahead. So that's been quite an exciting thing. Quite exciting. In a little way, that's been quite exciting. And that's a small excitement is always really nice. I'm sorry, I'm quite hoarse, and I suspect it's from being out in a crowd and needing to raise my voice. I need matchsticks in my eyes, I think, to keep them open. And I don't know what to say. I'm sorry. This is really quite incoherent. I think I shall just keep it really short. I hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to do something that has been enjoyable, whether it's something small, whether it's eating something small like a canapé. What was the best one, I think? There were some tiny little polenta ones with mushroom and onion, which were really delicious. And then there were some other ones that were small crackers with a salmon and pickled onion on top, and I think that was about it. Well, it wasn't about it. There were many, many more. They're the ones I can remember. And there was a 60th birthday cake made out of lots of little chocolate canapes, which was a bit nice at the end. So I hope you have some small treat that you can enjoy today. And I hope you have a really good Sunday coming up. Thank you very, very much for listening, for bearing with me as I get a bit lost. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday.